was it like during, I want to say the 80s, 70s, 80s, right? This was the crack epidemic, right? So, yep, I watched a documentary about this too. So during this time period, right, there were so many people that were like literally just experimenting and doing with drugs from the 70s to the 80s. You got to realize that's 20 years worth of drugs in people's systems, y'all. Like, they were, this is another reason why when the older generation be saying certain stuff to us, I be looking at them like, sis, y'all left your lives to go party in a field for months and have orgies and do drugs. That's why they be sounding crazy talking about our generation. I'd be like, what's it called? Yeah, what is it? What's it called? Woodstock? Like, they didn't go to Woodstock, man. I was like, okay. I just want to add that in there. Because their asses all went to Woodstock. And they all were doing orgies and doing drugs. If you don't know this, that's either your parents' generation or your grandparents. Okay? They were involved in those activities. Okay, it's just like when I hear people talk about Freaknik, like they parents didn't go to that shit. Exactly. Okay. Now, anywho, this was the crazy part about this, right? So when I was looking at this documentary, they basically were saying how when you put drugs into your system, they were talking about what it does to you. And in particular, right, during this time period, they were talking about how many children were born crack addicted. And, or that's why they call crack babies and stuff like that. And they were talking about how many kids during that time period also were produced because of two people that were doing drugs. Like, it was a lot of people that constantly kept doing different type of drugs during this time period, the 70s and the 80s. And that's why you see stuff the way we see it now. Crack, cocaine, meth, all that shit existed, of course, way before, I'm pretty sure, those generations. Okay? Because if you don't know this, during my grandma's time period, she was telling me how that's why their generation is obsessed with Coca-Cola. Right? Now, if you don't know this, I don't drink a lot of soda, okay? I can count how many sodas I probably have drank over my life. Like, that's how little I drink soda. Like, even over the couple of years, maybe like two, maybe three. Okay, now I did, when I would go to work, I would used to get like Coke Zero, but that's like zero calories, zero sugar and stuff like that, right? Okay, this is what y'all need to hear about this, because this is real crazy. So why should you tell me that during that time period when the men would go to war, the government would ship them Coca-Colas? I was like, oh, that was nice, because, you know, most of the time I don't really know too many people who will get certain Americanized things in other countries. That's why other countries pay for some of the stuff we have, because it's considered like a luxury, right? So apparently, yeah, but the Coca-Cola had crack in it. So they was giving people crack cocaine Coca-Cola. And she said that's why their generation basically doesn't stop drinking it. And to this day, they still got like a low-key kick or wing for it. What? So, of course, when I heard this, that's how I got into the food documentary. Because I found out, I'm thinking, so you telling me they put crack in y'all drinks without your acknowledgement? And y'all was up here drinking the shit? Y'all, they was drinking it like it was water. That is wild. That's the U.S. government for you, but I'm not surprised, okay? So when I found this out, I was like, damn, what else do they put in our food? That's when I started looking up documentaries about shit that's in our food. This is why I just cannot eat certain stuff no more. It's like my mind can't unsee the level of stuff they have done. Y'all, if they was putting crack cocaine in these people Coca-Cola, don't y'all realize that they've been putting shit in our grandparents' food and stuff? You think they really just did Coca-Cola and stopped with Coke? Hell no, they was doing all type of shit. Like, that's why I was like, when I started thinking about that, okay, come on, person, because, you know, I'm trying to get off. Come on, come on. Right? So when I started thinking about this and realizing this, tell me why. I was like, wow. So they probably was doing the same thing to their food, to their hair products, you name it. So if you don't know this, right, do y'all remember, like, during, I think, the 60s and 70s, right? Y'all remember when everybody was wearing, like, afros, black people and stuff like that? Okay. Tell me this is not crazy. I thought about this for so long and never really understood this fully. So if you don't know, right, natural hair made like a comeback around like the early or mid 2000s, right? About 2015, 16, like everybody started wearing their natural hair. Okay, y'all don't think it's weird that in the 70s, people were rocking afros, and then within like 5 or 10 years, they were putting chemicals in their hair, perms that broke their hair off and destroyed it. And then literally by the time our generation came, the 90s and 2000s, we didn't know shit about natural hair. That's how they erase history. Think about it. I thought about that shit one day. I was like, oh my God, no wonder we don't know shit. I started realizing they did the same thing to our grandparents and great-grandparents, right? Everybody was doing it. And then they tried to hook them on to some kumbaya bullshit by drugs and dancing and whatever the hell they had going on. And then they just wipe your history. And then you don't know nothing about yourself or nothing about your people. Y'all don't think that's crazy as hell? Like, I literally thought about that one day. I was like, that is wild. Because the 70s and the 90s ain't nothing but a 20-year gap period. There is no way within 20 years the whole knowledge of natural hair was just gone. And it was. Like, I asked people, I'm going to tell my, okay, there was this girl in my school, I never forget this, right? She had natural hair. But I didn't understand the concept of what it meant. Like, I didn't understand. I was like, how is your hair like that? And she goes, oh, it's natural. I'm like, what? I was just like, in my mind, I'm thinking, okay, this is my real hair too, right? But I told y'all, when I was a kid, I had relaxed hair. And it, my hair was always long. So I used to be like, well, how is her hair like this? I was like, I don't understand. I did not understand that natural hair meant your hair has no chemicals on it. That's what I didn't get. And I was like, oh, right? So then the math started making sense. So then I started going back into this subject, you know? I started thinking about our hair and different things. And then I started realizing, damn, if they was able to wipe out the knowledge of not natural hair within like 20 years before it made a comeback, right? And now we got nothing but scientists and people trying to formulate how to fix stuff for your hair. Could you imagine what else they wiped out in that time period? I thought about that shit. I was like, oh my God, no wonder we don't know shit. See, I'm telling y'all, that's when they start doing that kumbaya BS. Oh, kumbaya, my Lord, they start doing that, right? And then they started, what was they telling us? Y'all know they was telling us some more fanatical crazy shit. Okay, well, I guess I can turn because ain't nobody turning. But I thought about this. I said, why don't we know anything about that? Right? And mind you, I told you, I didn't go natural until, I think, about 2014 and 15 is the first time that I ever heard of natural hair. My whole life before, I had never heard of. I saw people's hair like that, but I didn't know how to do it. Like, I was like, is it, what are they doing? Child, come to find out, it's just what your hair looked like with no chemicals. I was like, oh my God. Y'all, it's just the fact of, how in the hell did they convince our whole generation to perm our hair? Oh my God. Let me see what somebody put. Okay, yes. There was a video online where a person took a relaxer and I think they put it on like a rusted can or something. Y'all, it cleared all the rust away and it burnt through the literal metal can. Why would they give us something like that to put in our head? Okay, so I just want y'all to hear that. Another crime against civilization. You're welcome, people. See, I put it together. I was like, that is crazy as hell. So then I started wondering, like, damn, what else did we lose just in that little bit of time period? What is that, like 20 years? So imagine like our grandparents' generation. What's that, like the 40s? The people that was born in the 40s and the 50s? Could you imagine the shit they know? Or like the time stuff that's lost between that generation? Ugh, this is fucking crazy. And y'all, don't nobody be saying nothing about this. I thought about this so many times. I was like, oh my God. I still cannot get over the fact they convinced people to put perm in their hair. Y'all, and they convinced our grandparents to drink crack. To drink it. Bro, drinking something is like a direct line to your bloodstream. That is wild. Do y'all not see how crazy that is? I was like, yo, these people are wicked. That is another level of evil, man. I was up here like, oh my God, these people are insane. So then I start wondering, damn, what the hell? Did I skip? I feel like I did. Yep, I did. Right, y'all? So here I am. Hold on just a minute. Excuse me, sir. Did you? Yeah. Yes, this is you. First time, too. First try. Oh my goodness. Okay, let's see.
Here you go. Have a good day.
All right, thank you very much. You have a good one too.
You're welcome. Okay, y'all. So, yes. Do y'all see what your girl is talking about? I was like, what the hell else did they convince people to do? I really realized they have convinced our generations of so much, like, heinous behavior and crazy shit. I don't even think we realize just how insane it is. Okay? Y'all, and don't forget, fast food didn't ever make everybody sick and damn near kill them. And that came out of what, the 70s? Along with Woodstock and drugs. And them poisoning our grandparents' food and drinks. Y'all, you know what else I realized? No wonder our grandparents had 10, 12 kids. They was doped the hell up. Didn't I just explain to y'all that when you do drugs, right, I said, like, a man's sperm and your libido is, like, crazy. It's like taking ecstasy or something. That's what it does to you. It makes you, like, super fertile. It makes the man just want to just basically have sex all the time. And I'm just like, that's why our grandparents had 9, 10, and 12 kids. It's in the food. It's in the coke. Okay? And, y'all, I'm so serious. To this day, my grandma never stopped drinking Coca-Cola. Telling you, I actually think that might be the reason could have possibly killed some of our grandparents. I just can't believe it. Y'all do not know how crazy that is. Like, I literally thought about that and was like, oh my God, crack. So y'all, what the hell they put in Pepsi and all these other sodas? Cause remember at the time period, I don't even know how many sodas it was, but I know Coke was one of the first. I'm pretty sure, yeah, Coca-Cola was one of the first drinks. Could y'all imagine? Y'all can't tell me that shit ain't crazy. I literally kept thinking about some of this other day and was like, bro, these people are another level of wicked, okay? Right, and then they had all them, what, men over there drunk and high, out they mind, fighting wars. Y'all, God knows what they really saw, okay? Some of it could have been hallucinogen. Y'all ain't ever heard war stories that were so crazy to you that you just would look at people and be like, okay. Y'all ever had any of them moments? I have. I've heard men tell me war stories about their life and I'd be like, okay. I remember one time a dude told me that he said, you're not going to believe it, but he said they went on a secret mission. Can't tell me where it was. He said they wouldn't even tell them where they were going. And in my mind, I'm up here like, so let me see if I get this right. I said, you telling me that they pay y'all money to go to places and you have no idea where you're going? Yeah, I don't like that. That's wild. I said, that's crazy. I said, well, what if you need help? And he said, that usually means that you have a good possibility of dying. And I'm just looking at this dude like, hell no. Right? Right? Okay. I just want you to know that it's not just me. Okay. We got that out the way, right? Okay, so boom. Let's go to the next part, right? Because you have to realize that to see how insane this is. So then he said when they went over there, he said, you're not going to believe it. But he said they were fighting robots. Now, he told me this shit, y'all, probably in like 2013, 2014. So, of course, when I first heard it, I'm just looking at him like, this nigga is crazy. Right? I really believe it now. I didn't believe it years ago, but the crazier this world gets, I'm like, they really was over there fighting fucking robots. And they gave these people crack. I'm telling y'all, was giving them drugs to keep that adrenaline and they mind awake to fight some robots, y'all. He said they were soldier robots. He said on the outside, they looked like they was human and they seemed like they was human, but he said once they start shooting them, and this, that, the third, he said what was crazy was he was like, fake blood started coming out. And then I specifically remember him saying that he realized this was some type of inorganic machine or something, where basically it like copied the organs of a person, but they weren't a real person. And he said he saw it. He was like, he saw them have like electrical shocks and wires. And he was like, people don't do that. And he said that's when he realized it was a robot. Tell me that's not crazy. No, that made me be like, what? I'm telling y'all, I have not looked at this world the same since. And this was years ago. I actually never considered, I think, this guy's, I guess, like, story. Seriously. Now I'm actually rethinking all the stuff that different men told me. If y'all wondering, why am I collecting war stories? I don't know. I've never traveled outside the country. I want to hear what the hell going on over there. And to hear what's really going on is actually quite terrifying. It makes you really think, like, damn. You gonna let me get over? Come on, honey. I just know this is not this same little weird little girl stalking me. It looks like it is. But yes, y'all, tell me that shit is not wild. Yep, and now I'm about to go collect some more war stories. Now I start thinking about this stuff. And this was years ago, this dude told me this. I just not thought about that. I just didn't believe him. It don't sound too crazy now. Now I'm starting to realize, man. And y'all, the fact that he said they would not tell him where they're going is wild. I said, what if you need something? In my mind, I'm thinking, your ass finna come get me off, gonna get me up on this helicopter, right? I'm thinking, nah, y'all gonna come save my ass. Okay, you gonna save this black ass. If any ass you save. Man, that was crazy. Yeah, this is what he said. And I'm in my mind thinking, like, Jesus Christ. See? Now I'm starting to realize, like, man, we do not really know what's going on in other countries at all. Like, we don't even have an idea, I think. We don't know shit. I'm really realizing it. And I think our grandparents were so, y'all, oh my God, this makes so much sense. Have y'all ever realized why so many people have dementia and memory loss? I thought about that too, right? And also why so many things in our generation they just can't think of. Because they drug their ass. Think about it. Wouldn't that make so much sense? Think about it. If you were taking drugs without your knowledge for years and years and years, how could you remember? If it's in your food, if it's in your drink. Man, that, y'all. That shit got my mind like, whoa. Like, this shit is criminal. These people are wicked. I'm just up here like, oh my God. Like, I really realized that. That's probably why. Okay, where is this? Y'all, I cannot stand when people got addresses and you can't see where they damn number is. And then they'll tell you it's right here and you be looking at the thing like, what the hell is right here? It don't look like it's nothing there. Let me see if this is it down here. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Yes, y'all, so hold on. We're going to come back with this content because I'm telling y'all, the more I think of this, somebody's not trustworthy. I want to know if anybody else has thought about our grandparents. Because I realize, I don't know about y'all, but I feel like the way some of our grandparents was terrorized and terrorizing, and they were they had so much trauma, like, from their experiences, right? I thought about that lady was so nice, y'all. She was really nice. See, I don't meet too many nice people. Everybody I be meeting is mean and nasty, like, literally internally. That lady was actually nice. Okay. But yes, yeah, I wanted y'all to really think about this. Have you actually ever talked to your grandparents about their experiences? I'm really starting to believe that's why they all have, like, severe memory loss and stuff. It's not, it's the food, it's the drinks. They were drugged. Like, our governments are criminal. And mind you, yes, currently I don't have a way to prove it, but baby, it sounds 100% factual. Especially nowadays, there's a reason why we have organic grocery stores, y'all, right? There's a reason why people continuously grow their food. Ooh, as a matter of fact, boom. I gotta tell you about my high school teacher, okay? I remember her. She's a very sweet white lady. She had extremely long hair, extremely long. I will never forget how long her hair was, okay? But y'all have to hear this because, whew, just mind blown. Okay, so, okay, so tell me why, right, y'all? Because this is really crazy. Okay, so my teacher, she grew up on a farm, like how my grandma did, I told y'all. They raised everything they cooked. They grew everything. They did not go to the grocery store, okay? If they went somewhere, it was really to other farmers' markets. Does that make sense? Like other farmers they knew of in their area, and they would just trade and buy food with them, okay? Now, this is how my grandma was raised, too. So we made everything from scratch. Cake, chicken, the chicken's grown, the eggs is grown, the vegetable, anything you basically have is grown, homegrown, right? Okay, y'all gotta hear this shit. So I never forget this. So my teacher told me that she lived her whole life on a farm, right? And then she said when she graduated high school, she was getting ready to go to college. Now, her mom and dad told her to not eat any of the food that was there, right? And she was like, what do you mean? Because all she's used to is, again, the organic farming cooking that's there. And I said, yeah, that makes sense. Because I told y'all, my grandma said that's why our generations of children and stuff is so fat. And she was like, it's not the kids. She said, it's the stuff they're putting in the food. She said their hormones are crazy. She was like, the fact that girls are starting their cycles at 9 and 10 years old is crazy. You know, she was even talking about puberty and body odor. She's like, for a kid to have a body odor like a grown person is crazy. She said, it's this stuff in the food. You know, she was saying it was the hormones. Now, my teacher told me that she went to a restaurant, McDonald's, for the first time in her life ever. She ate one thing, and I think she said within about 5 or 10 minutes, she threw it up. She is not lying, y'all. Let me tell you, okay, because your girl did vegetarian. Listen, so I decided to quit eating meat, like just cold turkey, and was like, I'm not eating this shit no more, right? So all I had would be turkey. I didn't even eat fish. Yeah, I didn't even do that even. And everything else I ate was just straight up vegetables. So if you see something that's like chicken, it's really like grounded vegetables, and I put seasoning on it, and then I smash it, and then I roll it into whatever, or bread it. So it's like chicken, but it's not. It's just vegetables breaded. But anywho, y'all gotta hear this, right? The same thing that happened to my teacher happened to me. And that's when I knew something ain't right about the food. So listen to this, right? She said she threw all of the food up within a minute and was so severely sick that she ended up going to the hospital because she didn't know what was wrong with her. And then that's when she realized it was the food. The same thing happened to me when I did vegetarian. I was vegetarian now for maybe like 6 months to a year. So at this point, I have not had any meat for literally like 6 months. So let me tell y'all what I thought I was going to do. My body was like, oh no. Not after all this work, baby, you're not putting stuff back in. Let me tell y'all what happened, okay? So I did the vegetarian thing, and I think it worked phenomenally. I started looking better and better, you know, your body or this. Another benefit I will tell y'all, because I eat a lot of greens, I don't smell. So if you wonder what I mean is, you don't have odor, okay? Meaning your coot don't stink, your armpits, nothing. People don't believe me, but it's true. They always keep thinking it's just because I bathe. I bathe too, but it's because I consume so much greens that greens are like deodorizing. Okay? It's like a natural deodorant. I cannot make this up. I literally went to work out and do a full workout, and you still could not smell me sweat because that's how much greens I drink. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what greens basically do to your body. You won't have a scent. People just don't believe me. They think I'm like making it up, but these are the natural benefits of drinking or eating vegetables. And in particular, I told y'all, green ones, all the green vegetables, I just would drink them. Detox, that's it. It literally does that. So let's continue, right? Okay, especially let's say you're a lady or a fella, got a little odor, got something going on in your body, you stink, you know, because, you know, some women and men are going to admit they smell, that's okay, you know. Telling you, start drinking them greens. You will see. Your body will change, and you will see what's going on. So, the same thing happened to me, right? I did vegetarian for this long, and I said, you know what? I'm going to have me a little piece of chicken, right? I just thought, you know what? I'm going to give me a piece of chicken. Y'all know what I did? I ordered some chicken from, I think, Pizza Hut or something, or some place, right? And I was like, okay, I'll just eat me, like, maybe 6 wings. I was like, 6 wings ain't going to do nothing. It ain't going to do nothing. Oh, baby. Y'all, I threw that shit up within literally like 30 seconds. After consuming it, I threw it all up. My body was like, oh, what is this? So it's true. That shit is really true. It made me realize that once your body gets very comfortable with the vegetables, the greens, the stuff like this, the other stuff, your body can tell that it's poison. But I think right now, the reason why most of us can't tell it's poison is because we've been eating it for so long, it's normal. We think it's food. But y'all know what's crazy? I thought about this too. Y'all know that we knew something was wrong with food. You know how we knew? Y'all remember we was kids, right? And snacks was like $4 for a dollar. So if your mama gave you like $5, you could buy enough snacks for you, your whole friend, and that was enough to last you a week. Okay. Y'all remember how they, even the little snack cakes used to taste? They don't taste like that. Remember how we all was like, this don't taste the same. But we could not figure out what that was. We was like, this does not taste. We knew then. See? Let me lock my damn door. Jesus. Y'all, we knew then that something was wrong with the food. We just didn't know what it was. We just could tell something was wrong. Telling y'all, we all knew then and just didn't pay no attention to it. Honey, I know one thing. When this light turned green, this man better move. Y'all had to tell y'all about this. I thought about so many of these things. I'm like, damn, no wonder people are so effing sick. Right? If you really start thinking about that, I'm like, oh my God. I realized they slowly started poisoning our generations and people like when we were younger. That's why I say Generation Z, it makes sense why they're stupid. Now some of them not. I will say that some of them not, but most of them, they can't read. They can't write. Mm-hmm. There's a reason that is. They have been consuming poison since birth. See, y'all gotta realize, our generation, I told you, I really said this. I said millennials was the last generation to do so, right? Okay, come on, white man. Baby, you got to move, honey. What, y'all? What the hell, y'all? I'm like, this little white man gonna get hit, baby. But anywho, y'all see my point? I was up here like, oh my gosh. Like, you know, it really hit me when I realized, I told y'all, our generation, I'm serious, millions, we, the end of us, we was the last ones, I believe, to eat real authentic food. And I told y'all, I think now, we don't even know what food tastes like because of the consumption of poison we've had. So we can't tell the difference. But we know something's not right. Think about this, y'all. I cannot make this up. When I was a kid, think about the way you would have acne or breakout or body problems or this. How our grandmas and grandparents have cooked like a four-course meal their whole life every day. These folks was eating chicken, green beans, you name it. They was making all this stuff from scratch. They never got fat, never got sick. But I realized they were making everything themselves. They were creating everything themselves. You understand what I'm saying? They were growing their own food. They didn't have all these additives and chemicals and all this whatever stuff in it. Y'all remember? Okay, perfect example. You ever heard people say, oh, how grandma used to make it? Or can't nobody make it better than grandma? Baby, because grandma had real food. Right? Even when people try to copy the recipe, y'all ever notice how it doesn't taste the same? Even if you follow it to the T. I'm telling you, I'm realizing it's because the food is just not real. I don't even know what this is. But something about it is strange. And I'm telling y'all, we should have been rioted, if I'm being honest. Told y'all, these are another reasons why I just do not trust the government. They show me every day how fraudulent and, you know, traumatic they call so many people, including our grandparents. No wonder our grandparents be so sick of shit. They be over shit the minute they get up. They be like, I'm going back to sleep. Telling y'all, like, when I really think about some of this stuff, I'm like, this is chaotic. I literally still, like, in my mind, just can't even move past the fact that they're, like, this shit happened. It's like, damn, this is wicked. It is, y'all. It is. Right? It's like that is wrong, and these folks know it's dead wrong, y'all. Man. And y'all, here's another thing I thought about. So if you don't know this, right, I told y'all I grew up in Tennessee. And when I was growing up, they had this stuff called moonshine. And I told y'all, moonshine is basically like original liquor. It's like stronger than the liquor they make in the stores. It's like, you know, basically the stuff they used to try to give or pass around illegally, because back then it was, you know, y'all know the prohibition laws and whatever was going on. But moonshine was created by, you know, around that time. Okay? Then, of course, you know, you got your whiskey makers, your brown and white liquor, XYZ. But in particular, this one, it makes me wonder the same thing about drinks, stuff we have. What's in it? I'm really realizing, do we really know? Do we? I'm being so serious when I say we don't. Y'all, I'm so serious. We don't know. This shit is crazy.